This is KUT. City auditors told the Austin City Council Wednesday that the office which processes citizen complaints against Austin police officers needs to do a better job, but the office also may need more power to improve. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
The Office of the Police Monitor is independent of the police department and the police union. It also oversees the process for filing complaints against APD officers. But an audit release Wednesday says the office doesn't do a great job marketing itself to the public. And one time it tried, the police union intervened. Katie Houston with the City Auditor's Office presented her findings to council members at a committee meeting.
Here you see a tweet from 2014 that essentially says, if you have experienced a problem with an officer, to contact the police monitor, and there's contact information there. But following that, the Austin Police Association criticized that tweet, and the city ended up apologizing for it and saying that it was in poor tone.
Citizen complaints against police can be kept anonymous, but Houston noted how the form citizens fill out can be misleading, including
complaint forms that indicate you must provide extensive identifying information, like your name and address, about when you're coming forward with this complaint, and also that these complaints must be sworn and notarized.
Houston said for those who've had a negative interaction with police, the complaint process can be intimidating. But once a complaint is filed, auditors found the police monitor is only given access to internal affairs files on a case-by-case basis, even though a contract stating the police monitor gets, quote, unfettered access to these files. Council members seemed especially concerned by how long APD holds onto evidence pertaining to complaints. Officers can be disciplined within 180 days of an incident, but in one case, a recording of a police interaction that could have been used in a complaint investigation was deleted after 90 days. APD's defense? They need funds for additional storage to hold on to this evidence. Councilmember Leslie Poole did not like that answer.
You can't say that just because you don't have room to store them is an affirmative defense to not holding on to the information.
While the Austin Police Department sent a representative to Wednesday's meeting, he was not prepared to answer many of the questions council members had. So they'll bring the audit back for discussion next month. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.